talked a little bit about anger. I don't know about you, but I've got some anger issues sometimes. Does anybody else have some anger issues? Do you know anybody's got anger issues? I've got some anger issues, and sometimes I get so frustrated. And you know, sometimes I want to go to God and say, God, I am just sick and tired of blah, 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 blah. You know, and I can go on for weeks and weeks about what I am sick and tired of. Sometimes I get sick and tired of what I see in the news. I get sick and tired of what I see on TV. I get sick and tired when I see people hurting and needing ministered to. I get sick and tired when someone loses a loved one and it absolutely crushes their spirit, because I know the root and I know where it comes from, and I am so tired of it. I get angry and I get frustrated. And I want you to know something tonight, that you know what, if you get angry, if there's times when you get mad at the things you see, sometimes we should get angry. Now, I'm going to say that with a qualifier here. Anger is not always good. Can someone say amen? I see some of you shaking your heads, right? Sometimes anger's not a good thing. And one of the first things that we've got to determine when we talk about anger is we got to figure out, is this anger of God? Is this righteous anger? Or is this me anger? And I don't know about you, but there's a lot of times it's me anger. It's me being angry. When I look in the scriptures, I can see that Jesus experienced a wide range of emotions. There were times when he grieved, and you could see it. And there's a time to grieve. There's a time to sorrow. In fact, in Ecclesiastes, it tells us that there's a time for everything under the sun. And sometimes there's a time to be angry, because I see some of the injustice that takes place in our world, and I see some of the evil that takes place in our world, and I see some of the lies that take place in our world, and it ticks me off. And God, I believe God gets ticked off when he sees it. Do you get ticked off? Is there sometimes when you see some of the things that are going on in our world, does it tick you off? If you're following Christ, if you're following him, if you're in lockstep with him, then there's some things that should make you angry. And we want to talk a little bit about that. Not for very long. I'm not going to talk for very long. But I want to talk a little bit about the fact that there's a time when we've got to become soldiers of Jesus Christ and soldier up. And sometimes we get angry. Just recently, someone who I love very much, who I care for very much, lost a loved one. And it just absolutely crushed them. And I want you to know something. I was angry. I was sorrowful at first, but then I got angry. And I'm thinking, God, is this of you? Is it okay for me to be angry? And let me tell you something. Sometimes it's okay to be angry, because Jesus got angry. We read about that this morning, where Jesus got angry and he turned the money changers over. Why? Because they were desecrating his father's house. There's other times when you see him get angry. He was angry at the Pharisees many times and got really ticked off at them. Why? Because they were hurting and abusing other people. There was a time when Jesus was so angry when Peter talked to him and said, when he was telling him the plan of what he was going to do, he was going to go to Jerusalem and he was going to give his life for the sins of mankind, and he was telling them all this, and Peter rebuked him and said, no, Lord, that's not going to happen to you. And he got angry, but he didn't get angry at Peter. He got angry at the devil. Is there times to be angry? Absolutely. And we need to be angry, as the Bible says, but do not sin. And so I just want to talk about that for just a moment. There's a righteous anger and there's a sinful anger. And that's something that we need to determine. And if you want to know how to be angry righteously, let me tell you what, the best thing that you can do before you do anything else is make sure that the Holy Spirit is in control of you and you are filled with the Spirit. Because when you're filled with the Spirit, when the Spirit of God fills you up, you're going to know when you're righteously angry and when you're sinfully angry. Because there's times when I get angry at a person, and I know that there's many times when I might get angry at a person, and it's sinfully angry. Why? Jesus gives us the steps. In fact, we talked about it this morning. If you find that just you're being selfish, then you're being sinfully angry. If it's about you, then you're being sinfully angry. And we see that in Jesus and how he operated. When he was angry, it was never about himself. He saw the hurts of other people. And I tell you what, right now, I'm just speaking from my heart, I'm ticked off when I see other people hurting. And they need healing. So what are we to do about it when we get angry? What are we to do? I'm going to tell you what we need to do. We need to be filled with God's Spirit. And if we're filled with God's Spirit, we need to let Him move us to do something about it. Turn with me, if you will. If you've got your Bibles, turn to Ephesians. And in Ephesians, very well known scripture, one that we see all the time. If we're going to be righteously angry, we need to be filled with the Spirit. We need to make sure that our anger is pointed in the right direction. And we need to make sure that we're under the control of the Spirit and we're moving according to the Holy Spirit. And in Ephesians chapter 6, we see a portion of Scripture where he talks about people who are moved to action when they get angry. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, he says, "Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age." When we get angry, it's not about getting angry at other people. It's getting angry at the root cause of what's been going on, and that is the devil. I've got a friend who's hurting right now, and the root cause is the devil and sin. Satan has blinded this world, and Satan has caused us to fall into a place of sin where now we see the evil that's going on. We see people that are hurting, and they need to be ministered to. They need prayer, and they need healing. Amen. And they need tissues. So he goes on and he says this. He says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take on the whole armor of God so that you might be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your waist girt about with truth." One of the things that we absolutely must do when we get those feelings of anger is make sure that we're following the truth of God's word, because it's the truth that sets us free. It's the truth that will tell us what's going on behind the scenes, because a lot of times unrighteous anger comes because we really don't know what's going on. We really don't know what's behind things, and we get angry at one another, and there's schisms and walls that come up between us because we haven't really found the truth. We haven't operated in a word of discernment or a word of wisdom. We haven't allowed God to minister and tell us what's going on. Instead, we just assume things, and our anger becomes misplaced, and we end up hurting one another. We've got to be surrounded with that belt of truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and above all, carrying the shield of faith, having the preparation of the gospel of peace, so that we might quench, having that shield of faith so that we might quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, praying in the Spirit. Too often, too often, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit ticked off. Because I know that I've got some people that are really hurting right now in this past week. And it's difficult sometimes for me to operate in the spirit. I just want to get angry. I just want to pray. Father, I just come to you right now. I ask, Lord, that your spirit would fill us up tonight. We'd sense and just feel your power and your anointing in this place. Pray for Kelly. And I pray for Dan. And Lord, we ask that you would just move in their life and move in their heart. Pray that you just minister to that family. That they would sense the love of Jesus Christ. I'm so angry at the devil. I'm so angry at sin. I'm so angry when the church just worries about such little piddly things that are going on, and they refuse to see the important things that are happening in our loved ones and in our brothers and sisters. And there are many in this church and many in this place that have their hearts and their lives that they're placed right, and they care about ministering life to those that are in need. But so often the church fails in doing what we're supposed to do. And Lord, I just ask that you would forgive me when my desires and my heart and what I want is misplaced. And I forget the love that I'm supposed to have. Let me be a minister of your peace. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So, I see so often that myself, my desires are misplaced. And I've got to come back to the Savior of my soul and the anointing of my soul and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and allow Him to come and re-baptize me, retouch me, that He would fill me up so that I would have the proper perspective and I would reach out to those that are in need. See, Jesus didn't worry about the color of the carpets of the synagogue. He didn't worry about whether he even had a place for himself to sleep. What he was concerned about was other people who were hurting. And when he got angry, when he was in the temple, it was so absolutely wonderful how that happened, because he came down as he was being lauded and praised, as he was coming into Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday, and he was coming in, and then he went to the temple, and the temple was full of the money changers, people who were religious, but they didn't really care about the people who needed to be ministered to. They really didn't care about those who needed Jesus. They really didn't care. All they cared about was the money and what they could get and to keep things going the way that they wanted them to go. And when Jesus saw that, he got angry. He got ticked off. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, he threw them all out and made them leave. And you know what? You see the very anger of Jesus. You see the very anger of God when he sees those people abusing others and cheating them and selling them things that they didn't need. Right there in the temple. And you see the very anger of God come out. But here's the wonderful thing, that even when he gets angry, even when he gets mad, got mad at them, even then, he loved them. Because the very next scripture, they start bringing the sick to him into the temple. The very next moment after he shows his anger and he pushes them out of the temple and makes them leave, he begins to invite them in, and they come in and he begins to heal them. That's someone who has a heart for the people, who gets angry at the right place and then loves them and embraces them. I want us to be a place where we embrace one another and we pray for one another as God moves us to. Let anger move you to action. Let it move you to positive action, to begin to look at others and begin to pray for them. And finally, we don't get angry as a people who do not have hope. Because even though I'm ticked off, even though I see the hurt that's happening in some of the people that I love, even though I get ticked off at that, I have hope, and my anger is subsides because I have hope for what God has planned for each and every one of us. If you look at the book of Revelations, here's the hope, is that all sorrow is going to be done away with. All sin is going to be done away with. All sickness is going to be done away with. All those who are hurting are not going to hurt anymore. All those who are in pain, they're not going to be in pain anymore. And that causes me to have a desire to act for God and to begin to pray for people and to love people into God's kingdom and to begin to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with those that are in need. And I pray that we would, that as a church, not we in this building, not we in this room, not we who are maybe are going to go have some coffee and fellowship here in just a little bit, but I'm talking about the church universal would finally wake up and they would begin to see what's vitally important, and that is God wants to bring more people to Christ. I don't know what else I have to say tonight. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. I had a bunch of other things that I was wanting to talk about, but I don't think God wants us to do that tonight. I just want to begin to pray. If you have someone that you know that is in need, you have a loved one that's in dire straits, we just want to lift them up and pray for them right now.